We're on the telephone with Todd Frazier. Todd is DuPont Pioneer Business Director for Iowa and Missouri. Todd, first of all, let's talk about the new research facility in Dallas Center, Iowa, and held a grand opening for that new facility just this past week, I understand. So tell us what this means to you as far as business in Iowa and Missouri there.
Yeah, very key expansion at Dallas Center. The Dallas Center is very key to our local product development. It really helps us deliver on the right product, right acre slogans and approach that we take here with Pioneer. We do several things at our Dallas Center facility. Number one, we support corn breeding in that 108 to 113 day maturity, both for Iowa and all on into eastern Nebraska as well. So that is key. We also do soybean research there. So they develop those group two and group three products that we use in that same geography. And then also our what we call our impact testing team also is housed there. So they do a lot of wide area testing for, in that last year before we decide what to commercialize and do that at a very localized level so we can, again, just get the right product on the right acre.
Okay. Well, let's talk about looking ahead then to 2013. Of course, the big concern in everybody's mind right now is the drought, and I assume that has to kind of figure into your planning going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly coming out of a dry year last year, we were pleased ultimately how it turned out. Yields are a little better for farmers than what they expected. Our supply position was in good shape. We tend to grow a lot of extra and grow it under irrigation so we could meet the demands of our customers, and Pioneer products perform really well. So we're seeing a nice, strong start to our business for 2013. So that's 2013 plantings. So that's where it starts. Certainly, we're getting a lot of questions on our Optimum Aquamax hybrids that are good drought tolerance corn hybrids. And the way it's looking now, we may enter into a fairly dry spring. So those types of products that withstand the drought a little better are going to be in very strong demand. So we're getting all the supply we can out for the Aquamax hybrids and getting those positions. I think growers are going to really like what they see there.
Are you seeing any trends, more corn, more beans for the coming year?
Well, it seems to ebb and flow with the markets, which is natural. So I think you know, in our role at Pioneer, we've got to be ready for either with our supply chain. So if growers make those last-minute decisions right before planting whether to go to more corn or plant a little bit more beans, depending on what the markets say, we will be ready for that either way.
Okay. Anything else on 2013 that you're looking forward to?
Probably mentioned soybeans, too. Again, we've got just a fantastic leadership position in the soybean world, and we'll have some obviously some new products that will come to market and get planted this spring as well that we're really excited about, and really goes back to a lot of the expansion we've seen at Dallas Center and how that'll support not only corn but also the soybean lineup all through Iowa and on into the eastern part of Nebraska. I think maybe a couple other research expansions. We've grown significantly the last several years in our research footprint at DuPont Pioneer, and we just recently opened an additional research facility in Johnson that employs about 400 new positions that'll support a lot of research work on genetic markers and transformations. Expanded our greenhouse footprint in Johnson as well. So again, that'll all tie together to really keep good products coming out for farmers.